couple of weeks, we have been studying the Holy Spirit, so important, who He is, His qualities and attributes, His works, and the wonderful effects that He can have in the hearts of believers. And anyone who's been baptized with the Holy Spirit will agree with the wonderful effects that He can have in the hearts of believers. Someone wrote an article a while back about the Holy Spirit. Kind of short, and I want to read it to you. It's called Testimony of the Holy Spirit. For thousands of years, man has spoken and written about the Holy Spirit. You can read about the presence and work of this precious Spirit throughout the Bible, of which He is the author. He is the greatest interpreter of God's Word. He guided kings in the Old Testament. In Psalm 51, verse 11, David said, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." The baptism of the Holy Spirit was spoken by the prophet Joel, Joel 2:28. In the New Testament, John the Baptist said, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." In the Gospel of John, in chapters 14 to 16, Jesus had much to say about the Holy Spirit. Referring to Him as the Comforter, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would be in you and abide with you forever. Jesus also said that His Spirit would teach you all things and stimulate your memory in the Word of God. He would also reveal the Son and God the Father. Jesus said, "He shall glorify me." For many years, man has been awestruck by the presence of God during the baptism or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. In the second chapter of Acts, the Holy Spirit descended as a rushing mighty wind from heaven. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and were praising God in different tongues. From the day of Pentecost until today, the prophecy of Joel has been fulfilled over and over again. Ask any Spirit-filled believer about the work of the Holy Spirit in his or her life. You will hear many beautiful and awesome responses. Some have said they felt joy all around and flowing through them. I could testify to that. Others have felt an infinite peace or love. Still others who were baptized with a group of people have said that the Holy Spirit descended like a blanket of the presence of God on all who were filled. Many have said that the presence, power, or joy of the Holy Spirit could not be contained. In all experiences, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit was evidenced by speaking in tongues. Those who have received this precious gift can testify of His work in their lives. He is known as the greatest comforter who can wipe out depression like no one else can. As God, He is a dynamic power to resist temptation and sin. He is the wisdom of the ages. As Jesus, you will know Him as you have never known Him before. To all who have not yet received this greatest gift, we encourage you to follow the words of Jesus, who said, "Tarry until you be endued with power from on high. Come, sweet Holy Spirit." This morning I would like to speak about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives gifts so that His work can be accomplished. The Lord equips His children for service and the advancement of His kingdom here on earth. It is very possible that an individual may have more than one gift. We want to use the gifts that the Lord has given us so that we can help our church, our own church, grow right here and prosper, and also help to reach a dying world for Jesus. We know that time is short, and we want to and should be working for the Lord. If we recognize that time is short, it should spark us to really be working for the Lord. So what are these spiritual gifts? If you could turn with me for a short reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 1 to 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 1 to 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols, however you were led. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. So let's just go through these gifts over here. Just give a definition. Word of wisdom. That is the ability to know, understand the Lord's thoughts regarding a situation using the Bible. Bible is always our standard, using the Bible as a reference. Word of knowledge. This pertains to the Holy Spirit giving knowledge regarding persons, places, or things. The knowledge could be for a certain purpose or instruction in a person's life. This knowledge could be for a correction also. We've seen this in this church before, this gift. Now, I'll be going through the gifts, and you're saying, well, how can I remember all of them? Whatever I'm saying to you this morning, examples of spiritual gifts, is in the back against the door over there. There are files over there. Feel free to take one. If you need more, please come and see me. So you don't have to memorize what I'm saying. These are listed. Everything I'm telling you this morning is on the paper in the back in those file holders by the office. Another spiritual gift is faith. Enduring faith to believe God with confidence, I mean real faith, for things unseen, for spiritual growth, and for the will of God to be accomplished. There is the spiritual gift by the Holy Spirit of healing. I'm sure we've all seen it, maybe through a televangelist, and it's happened in this church more than once. Healing is the ability to be used by God, never us, for someone's physical or emotional healing, as in praying for the sick. And this happened at this altar. Miracles, the gift of being able to perform a supernatural or extraordinary act as an instrument of God. Now, you heard Dr. Edie Lombardo speaking this morning. We knew her husband, the Lord called him home, is Sonny Lombardo. I just want to give an example. He was a chaplain in his town in Florida. He told me this. Chaplain of the police department in Florida. Someone was in an accident and died. EMS came. Person was dead. Sonny took his Bible. I can picture him doing this. The man was full of faith. Took his Bible, put it over the man, prayed over him. The man came back to life. Sonny said I was hysterical crying when I saw what happened. When the EMS came, they thought Sonny was the victim because he was crying so much by what happened. He said, no, the victim's over there. The person came back to life. God can use this spiritual gift in us. Prophecy. The ability to boldly declare the truth of God, regardless of the consequences, in order to call people to righteous living, to instruct or enlighten others in order to encourage them. That's the gift of prophecy. Distinguishing of spirits, very important, also known as discernment of spirits. The ability to perceive whether a person's actions originate from godly, satanic, or merely human sources. Tongues and interpretation. I think about all of us have heard this. The ability to speak or interpret in a language which is unknown to you and then communicate divinely anointed message from God. A person may speak and interpret, or someone may speak and another interpret. This is different from speaking in tongues when someone is baptized with the Holy Spirit. When an individual is baptized with the Holy Spirit, the speaking in tongues is evidence of the baptism or infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we discussed this last week, what speaking in tongues is. Evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's your spirit's communication with God. Tongues and interpretation is a gift of the Holy Spirit. We've gotten words of knowledge. I can remember one time Dylan was asking me, when he first accepted the Lord, what should I do? What does God want me to do? I said, Dylan, pray. I said, I don't know what the answer to that is. That was on a Sunday night. Tuesday night we came to church, I believe it was Stephen, possibly Lisa, had the word over Dylan, told him what his purpose was in the kingdom of God. I never told Stephen or Lisa that Dylan had this question. God heard this question and answered through tongues and interpretation two nights later, so you can see how real this is. All these gifts are from the Holy Spirit, and the one having the gift or gifts is never to become proud, because it's not us. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. These gifts are from the Lord and not human abilities. God gives these gifts and abilities, and they're beautiful. There are other spiritual gifts, I'll just briefly mention them. Administration, the ability to coordinate and organize people and projects. The reference for these verses is Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Apostleship, the ability to provide spiritual leadership to a group of pastors and churches that bring fruit among the congregations. Now, I have references for all these other spiritual gifts I'm going to mention. I'm not going to mention these references in respect of time, but they are on that sheet in the back, all the references. There is craftsmanship, the ability of using hands and mind to benefit others, other believers, using artistic, creative, or a variety of constructive ideas. Evangelism, the ability to share the good news of Jesus with others in such a way that many non-Christians come to believe in Jesus and are converted to Christianity. Exhortation, the gift of appropriately communicating words of encouragement, advice, or rebuke among believers. The gift of giving. We've definitely seen this in church, in this church. The gift of cheerfully, generously contributing personal resources to the work of the Lord. It happened this morning. Helps. The ability to work with support, the ability to work with and support another Christian ministry effort. Hospitality. This has been obvious in the church with birthdays and anniversaries, and I'm willing to start this again. If I know you want to come, I'll start it in a flash. If we can get enough people, we will start birthdays and anniversaries again. I'm really willing and really want to start this again. But hospitality, the gift of making people feel at home, welcome, cared for, and part of the group. Maybe one of you would like to, or several of you would like to be on a rotating basis. Greet people as they come in church. Let me know after service. I would like to see these things in action. If someone would like to be a greeter at the back door, you welcome people as they come to church, see me after service. We have examples of hospitality in the Bible. Lydia, the seller of purple. Her house was probably the first church on European soil. Intercession. The ability to earnestly pray even for significant lengths of time on a regular basis. To seriously pray and intercede for others. That's the gift of intercession. We have that in this church. Thank God. Leadership, the gift of leading or influencing others for a purpose or mission. Mercy, the ability to feel sincere sympathy and compassion in a way that results in practical relief for persons' hurts, pains, or suffering. The gift of mercy. Missionary gift, the gift of effectively ministering to cultures other than your own. Music, the ability to make significant contributions to worship, to the worship experience. This can be through the use of instruments or singing. There is also the gift of pastorship, the gift of assuming responsibility for the spiritual growth of a Christian group of believers. The gift of service, having the ability to identify and meet practical needs of others. Teaching, the ability to effectively teach the Word of God under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So in conclusion, we each have a purpose in God's kingdom, and He wants us to work for Him according to that purpose. We each have a purpose in God's kingdom, all of us, and God wants us to work for Him according to the purpose that He has given to us. Our tendencies and activities can point to a gift or gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us. Someone may receive a family and Christian friends into his or her house with warm welcome and much preparation. This is the gift of hospitality. Another person may seem to always have the proper words and approach for speaking to a non-believer about the Lord and salvation. This is the gift of evangelism. Someone through the word of knowledge or someone through the knowledge of the Holy Spirit may know what a person is saying when speaking in tongues. This is the gift of tongues and interpretation. Another person may earnestly and sincerely pray for others on a regular basis. This is the gift of intercession. A person may think that he or she has only one gift. But if he is faithful in the one gift, the Holy Spirit can certainly give more. If you don't know or are not sure of what your gift or gifts, plural, are, there is a spiritual gift test or survey that you can take. This test or survey will help you to discover what gift or gifts the Lord has given to you. Then ask the Lord to confirm the results of the test and to lead you and direct you as to how He wants you to use these gifts. These gifts are from the Lord, and He knows how and when these gifts are to be used. There are no right or wrong answers. The purpose of this test or survey is to help you learn what gift or gifts, plural, the Lord has given to you. It may be that God has given you a gift or gifts that coincide with something that He gave you in your personality, so it will become more natural to use this gift. If anyone is interested in taking this test or survey, please see me after service. I have them in the back. It won't take long to go through this service, the survey. You may say, well, I took this gift a couple of years ago. How do you know the Lord didn't give you more gifts? We want this church to grow and prosper. I would strongly advise and encourage people to take this survey. It's in the back on the desk, and I can give you a copy of it. Won't take long. Take it home with you. We need to remember that these gifts are from the Holy Spirit and are to be used under His guidance and direction. He is the giver of the gift, and these gifts are to be used according to His will and His purpose. We are never to become proud about these gifts. They are from the Lord and not from human ability. The ability is from the Holy Spirit. We don't want to disappoint the Lord by not using the gifts that He has given to us. Imagine what it would be like if someone never opened the gift that you gave them for Christmas or Easter, Christmas or their birthday. You would wonder, like, what's wrong? The Holy Spirit gives gifts, and we are to use them for His work and His honor and glory. We don't want to disappoint or sadden the Lord by not using the gift or gifts that He has given to us. So I'm going to stop over there, and there's someone